All right, welcome to Grease Chats Podcast with a special edition. We are on the road today. Grease Chats Podcast with Tony Kariotis, here today with Irene Manglis in Tarpon Springs, Florida.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
What's up? How are you doing?
Good, really good.
All right, so if you don't know, Irene Manglis has started this Melly's Greek Donuts, and that's what we're talking about today. So let's jump into this fun conversation with Irene. All right, what's up?
Nothing. Good. All good.
All good?
Yeah.
It's always fun coming down here.
Yeah, it's always great to see you.
Always, always. And the weather is beautiful.
Yes.
It's much better than being up in the cloudy 30, 40 degree weather.
Salipame.
For those international, that's like single digits or like 10 degrees. We use Fahrenheit in America. So we have here today, we have some lucumades by Melly's Greek Street Donuts. Talk to me about Melly's Greek Street Donuts. Talk to me about yourself first, and then talk to me about Melly's.
So, I'm born and raised in Tarpon Springs. Great-grandmother's recipe. I kind of twisted it up a little bit, and I started Melly. I just make lucumades in Tarpon. Hopefully, soon we'll be able to pop up all around the U.S. eventually. That's the goal.
All right.
If not, we'll stay put right here in Tarpon.
Right here?
Yeah, so we make everything fresh. I make all my own sauces. I stuff them. I roll them. I do a bunch of fun stuff with them. My mom taught me. She learned from her yaya from the island of Kalymnos, and I created the same vision that she had there here.
We're going to talk about Kalymnos in a bit because that's going to be a key discussion in this Grease Chats podcast. Because
okay.
We obviously your roots, my roots, we come from Kalymnos, and we recently found out a bit more about that Kalymnian connection.
Yes.
But now talk to me about a little bit more about here.
This is a horse trailer that I converted during COVID on the side of my house. It's a two horse trailer. I did all the work. I put it together, and then it hit the road 2020. And then we popped up not too far from here our first day, and we haven't stopped.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I got to try one. Can I try one?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So we'll do this for the camera. We got the pics have a Greek flag on them. I'll hold it in case it slips off. But there you go. All right. So which recipe is this?
So that's the classic lucumades.
This is the classic lucumades. Ones you'd expect to see color-wise, but they have a bit more than that. They got some that are soaked in different flavors.
Yeah, we have different ones, too. This is just a classic one. So just Melly, canela, cinnamon, honey, and some walnuts as well.
All right. Let's give it a shot. Ready? Wow. Pretty good. Awesome. I'll put this back here.
Yeah.
So we have the Greek flag for our little video here. So you said this all started right around COVID.
Yeah. So it wasn't necessarily a COVID project.
What inspired it then?
So I wanted to do this for a long time. So about 3-4 years prior to COVID even hitting. And I just kind of got, I was kind of scared to take the, make that jump, open up your own business. You know, entrepreneurship kind of scared me, but I just didn't want to wait anymore. So I finally, got it in me to buy the horse trailer and do it. And then I park it. And then the world goes into a pandemic. Everything shuts down.
Yeah.
So,
but then we slowly recover from pandemic.
We recovered
and then
very fast.
The lines started filling up.
Yeah. Yeah. We just, we've gotten huge outpour support from the community around us. They've supported Melly significantly from day one. I've been very blessed with that. And we've just been popping them out ever since.
That's amazing. And you guys take it on the road, I'm sure.
Yeah, so we've done a lot of fun stuff with it. We were just in Atlanta at Dessert Wars for a national competition. We placed 6th out of 480.
Mm-hmm.
So we're number 6 dessert in the country so far, right? We've sweeped Tampa before. We're the only competitor so far to get judges' choice, people's choice, and just to win, just take the whole competition. We've done that with it. And we have a wedding out of state now that we're going to start traveling to.
There you go.
People have, seen it on social media and they've inquired about it, so we're going to take it on the road.
Those listening up in the Northeast, I've been trying to get her to come to Boston, New York, so we'll see. Maybe one of these years we'll make it happen. Aside from COVID and the pandemic, what are some other challenges you faced starting this? Or not just starting this, but just operating this?
I still have my day job, kind of, so that was kind of tough because, I just didn't want to make the full move. But that time, social media, trying to brand, trying to create. So I'm like a one-woman show. So I try to make the sauces, do the stuff and create the flavors, do the social media, do the ordering, do the accounting, kind of do all that.
Yeah.
So I might have to start delegating that out, but just kind of learning the product, learning the dough, timing it properly. You know, when you have a line of, you know, one minute you can have 2-3 people in line, and then the next minute you could be like 40-50 people waiting, and, you know, especially Greek festival. So learning the timing and learning my product was kind of the most challenging part, just making sure we serve people fast enough, and that was pretty much most of it, I think.
That's awesome. Nobody really knows the story outside of you and Maria, but for those that don't know, when I first came down here in 2020, 2021, when I had first met Maria, so this was in 2020, in December, the second day that we were hanging out, I was like, oh, right, there's this smelly food truck that I want to take you to, this and that. I know the person behind it. Let's go. And we went and found you, like, on, was it on 19?
We were on US 19 at the Plaza,
road and down in this area in Tarpon. And we just pulled up, we grabbed some, we sat down and had a great time.
Yeah.
And, I know she's here watching, so where'd she go?
She's over there somewhere.
Yeah. We're talking about you, Maria.
First date. Sweet date at Melly.
So, yeah, it's a date. Perfect date spot is Melly's Greek Street Donuts. It always works. And if you ask her nicely, she'll take a picture of you and your date, which she did for us.
Yes.
And then I sent Maria that picture. We were just getting meeting.
Yeah,
She's like, why is she sending me? Why is she sending me this picture?
What was that? Like one of your first dates, right?
The second or third day I knew we were hanging out when I first met her.
Amazing.
But overall, it seems most people love it when they come here.
Yes, I think so.
Like I saw earlier today when we were here, when you guys were running it, people just pull up and familiar faces, new faces, give me the regular or give me this one this time, give me four packs,
for sure.
I'm taking them back home.
A lot of support from the community.
When they see that you guys are on, you put your schedule out.
Yeah, so the first month we pop up.
Okay, I can go find her on Tarpon and I'll go get my full load of lucumadas.
Yeah. I have some clients that are some customers that'll text me. They'll be like, "That's your Melly stalkers. You just want to know where you're at."
Exactly.
You know, I'll just shoot them the calendar. But the first of the month, we put out the calendar, let everyone know where we're up. You know, because I pop up here and there, so I don't have a designated spot for it. So they just kind of follow that and they come and see us.
And then you guys are always posting amazing photos of Lucumadas, Melly's Greek Street Donuts on Instagram.
Yeah, try to, for sure.
Amazing. I'll talk a little bit more about Melly, but I want to talk a little bit about Tarpon. Tell everybody what is Tarpon Springs? What's the connection with Greece?
So, you know, a lot of Greek people immigrated here because of the sponge factory, because of the sponges, I should say. So people from surrounding islands, not only just Galinos, started coming here. They found a lot of work, and they started bringing their family over. That's kind of how my parents got here. My grandfather immigrated here first, went back, brought his family. He was a captain, and that's how they got to Tarpon. So, you know, just generation after generation, big Greek influence in the city here, Tarpon Springs. I mean, our mascot's a sponge diver, you know, a lot of...
Straight out of Galimnos.
Yeah, straight out of Galimnos, a lot of Kalimians. And we just kind of made our home here.
Amazing. It's like we're in Kalinos with the Michanakia.
Yeah, we're right here on the platea.
We're right here on the platea. For those that know Kalinos,
the sponge is not too far from here.
Like you're on the main strip, but we just posted up this. We got the microphones out, the computer, or we're taping.
Yeah,
we're having a good time.
And so, you know, they built this little strip here, kind of like platea. Go ahead, yeah.
Look at that. Look at the Melly just dripping. Ready? Look at that. Oh yeah. Those are good.
Good.
So, it's obviously got the Greece connection, mainly from Kalinos. You're Kalimian. Let's talk Greece.
Greece, a must-do every year for me, every summer since I was young. I have to go, have to recharge my batteries, got to get my fix, come back, do it all over again.
Where in Greece do you call? That's a dumb question because I already know that and we just talked about
that's
that.
That's all right. That's all right.
But aside from where do you call home, where else do you like in Greece is where I was going at.
So, where else I like in Greece?
I like to be, like to spend some time, not necessarily like a vacation, but do you, or is it just Galimnos when you go?
I mean, no, so I've traveled around, you know, of course I've done the most popular, Paros, Santorini, Mykonos, I've gone to Zakynthos. I want to do some more traveling, Rodo, Patmo, I've seen some of that. But when I get to Galimnos, it's kind of hard because most of all my family is there and you just kind of get stuck and stay put and it's hard to travel. But Greece is beautiful wherever you go. I want to check out Lefkada, the Ionian side, a little bit more this time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my goal. Hopefully I do it, not just get stuck on a beach in Kalymnos. It's just so incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't want to go anywhere else, but Greece is so beautiful.
So if someone was going to Kalymnos for the first time, what advice would you give this person?
Well, if they were going to Kalymnos for the first time, well, there's great food anywhere you go, so I can't really steer you. You definitely got to go to Palioniso.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place. You want to go there. My cousin has a restaurant there. Telido, Masuri Beach, incredible. I'd probably stay Brosta, Masuri, Mirtias area.
So if someone's going to Kalymnos, give me, I know those are amazing tips, but if you could only give them one tip, what is that one thing?
Rent a scooter and drive from corner to corner around the entire island and just stop at every little taverna that you see and swim at every beach that you can. Spend the entire day, catch the sunset in Masuri.
All right.
It'll be incredible.
That's amazing. All right, so now I'm going to ask you your three favorites. I want your three favorite, and you cannot say Kalymnos, three favorite Greek islands.
Three favorite Greek islands. Okay, Zakynthos, Patmos, Mykonos. I like Mykonos.
All right.
I really
there
do.
There you go. There you go. There's your three. How about your three favorite mainland destinations? Cities, villages, mountain areas.
Oh, you know, Tony, I haven't spent much time in mainland. No,
that's
man.
I'm an
island girl. I haven't. I definitely love Lefkada when I go to Greece. I definitely stay there a few days.
All right, so just look into that camera, the third one on the left, and just say, I am straight up Kalymnian.
I am straight up Kalymnian. I spend most of my time on the rock.
I love it. All right, three favorite Greek foods or dishes.
Okay, phila.
Yes.
Phila.
Yes.
Phila. Phila, mermizeli, gemista.
All right.
Yeah.
How about your three favorite Greek desserts?
Okay, loukoumades, kataifi, ekmek.
Say it one more time, because the guy with the motorcycle, I think, is doing circles to make noise for us.
Loukoumades, kataifi, ekmek.
Right, amazing. All right. What about your favorite Greek coffee?
Frappe all day.
Oh, frappe.
I'm an old school. Frappe all day. Yeah,
old school. I love it. I love it.
Metrio Megala.
Metrio Megala. There you go. I want to talk. Let's shift back to Tarpon for a second. What is the Greek community like here? Like, compared to, do you know, compared to anywhere else you might have run into in the U.S., how does it compare? Is it tight? Is it a close community? Are there Greek events?
There's tons of Greek events. We're very tight-knit. I would imagine that our Greek community is just like any other Greek community around the U.S., but definitely tight-knit. Everyone is very close. Not only are we close during the winter seasons, a lot of us leave and go back to the islands that are with each other. We're like with each other year round.
Sure.
But we have our Greek Independence Day parade. We have Epiphany.
Epiphany, yeah.
Epiphany is very big for us here.
It's
the biggest day of the year for Tarpon Springs.
Tell everyone what Epiphany is all about.
So Epiphany is where we celebrate the baptism of Jesus, and young boys from 16 to 18, they die for the cross. It's very well orchestrated.
They die for the cross.
Yep, the archbishop comes, they'll throw the cross, they say whoever catches
the
cross.
They do it down at the bayou.
They do it down at the bayou.
First one to go get it.
He's the winner. He gets the trophy, he gets good luck. After the ceremony's all done, the boys will come around town, they'll bless you with the holy water, they'll sing their songs. We get many tourists that come for that. Greeks from all over come here for it. It's our busiest time of the year.
Yeah, I came 1 year. Not this year, but I came the previous year, and there was a lot of people.
A lot of people here.
From the point they throw the cross to the dive, is literally like 10 seconds. They're quick.
Very fast.
With it.
Very fast.
They're just like ready to jump in. Talk to me a little bit more, but let's come back to the truck. Give everyone the menu. Like, what can we get? I was right. He is doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the menu. Tell everyone what they can get.
So the standard four that we have is the classic canela, which is your belly and cinnamon, your honey and cinnamon donuts. The churro I need is our take on the churro. The poli oreo, which is my Oreo donuts. We roll them around in crushed Oreo with an Oreo sauce. And then the soco fretta. My favorite candy bar is a soco fretta, so it had to be on the... This is my standard menu. This menu never changes with Nutella and soco fretta. And then I have a special that always changes up. Like right now, we're doing the Boston Boozy.
The Boston Boozy.
I made that one for you, Tony.
Happy, the carby, and let's get fluffy. Yeah. All right. And then can we get some coffee?
Yeah, you can get frappe.
Frappe?
Yeah, frappe, yeah.
All right. Frappe. How about El Nico?
El Nico, I don't
know. Just frappe.
Yeah, just frappe.
Right, just frappe.
Yeah.
I don't think El Nico would go with this, right? You got to have a nice cold drink.
Oh, they would want it, probably. They would get it.
They would go with it?
Yeah, it would go. Okay. Sure. All yeah.
Right. Maybe in the future.
Yeah.
Let's take one more bite. Look at that. Look at that, honey. You got one?
Yeah, of course. I eat these all the time.
Yeah. Ella. Got that.
That is good.
We are happy to serve you.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that I may have not brought up about Melly that you want to share?
No, I don't think so.
You got everything?
There you go. Our family recipe, yeah, dream.
So anytime you're in the Toppin area, or just follow Melly Greek Street Donuts, because she might come to your neighborhood.
Maybe.
She just may. It's mobile, so it can go anywhere. I only have one last question for you,
okay.
And it's the question that I finish off with everybody on this podcast, and it's pretty straightforward, but you can answer it however you want, and it's pretty straightforward, and I'm going to say it. What does being Greek mean to you?
Oh, it's a way of life. It's how I feel. It's, you know, I'm full of pride. I don't know. I mean, it's... I don't know how to answer that question. What does being Greek mean to you? I mean, I'm just Greek. I don't know any other way to put that. That's a hard question.
There's no wrong answer. I love it.
I'm thankful. I'm prideful. I don't know if you should feel that way, but I love it.
That's amazing. Hey, there's no wrong answer with that question. It's just the question I like signing off with and just letting my guests just talk it out. One more time, let everyone know where they can find you.
So we're based out of Tarpon Springs, Florida. You check our calendar once a month. I post everything on the social, Instagram, Facebook, website. Come see us.
Amazing. So this has been Grease Chats Podcast. We're here with Irene Manglis, the creator, founder, anything you want to call it, for Melly's Greek Street Donuts. And take it from me, they are absolutely...
There you go. Get all that, Melly.
Delicious. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Tony. Melly's pretty good, huh? It's like a lemon go Melly right there.